What would it feel like to actually enjoy your success? So imposter syndrome, feeling like we're not good enough at something, can make it really hard to do that.
The question is, how can you get to a place where you can actually enjoy the success that you work so hard for? In the final part of our series on imposter syndrome, we're going to discuss three things. One, the role of resilience and self-belief in combating imposter syndrome. Two, how to celebrate and reclaim your successes. And three, future-oriented thinking to keep imposter syndrome at bay.
Now, this automatically has me thinking about when I first started becoming a meditation teacher. I didn't even feel comfortable claiming the title as a meditation teacher for quite some time, many, many months into me actually being a teacher, because I'd say, oh no, I just guide meditations. To claim being a meditation teacher for me meant that I had to be something greater than I was, or I had to feel different than how I'd felt. And so I couldn't connect with it until finally I had to learn that that was just my insecurity showing up. That was that imposter syndrome showing up. I had to identify it at first, and it was a bit invisible to me. And then once I did, I had that conversation with that fear of rejection, and said, hey, I got this. It's okay. We're good to go. You can take the back seat. Thanks for trying to protect me from rejection and from failure. I appreciate what you're trying to do, but that's not necessary now.
You know, imposter syndrome is not necessarily our enemy. You know, it's just like what you're saying. It's a part of us that wants to protect us from an unknown. And success or taking on a new role is something that is normally something that we don't know.
Yeah.
What it is, what it's going to be about. Are we safe? All that stuff.
Yeah. Our ego's like, wait a minute.
Wait a second. This is unfamiliar territory.
So here's our solutions to owning your successes while you battle imposter syndrome. Right. First and foremost, meditation and mindfulness practices, bringing your attention to what's happening in this moment so that you can acknowledge that doubt without judging it. That's key.
That's right.
That skill is so important to recognize in that split second, this feeling that I'm having. It might not even be a thought that I'm not enough, but it might just be a sinking feeling. Like that shrinking, like, you know, you feel like tight.
Then
recognizing, oh, that's the imposter syndrome showing up in my body physically.
Sometimes that imposter syndrome voice can be so strong and so convincing and so powerful that it feels like an authority.
Yeah.
But being able to say, I see you. And eventually you can even ask it a question. What is it that you want me to know?
Yeah. What do you need to thrive? What do you need to feel better?
Yeah. And a lot of times the answer will come immediately. Yeah. I just need to feel safe. I just need to feel acknowledged, or I need to feel that I'm really up to this.
Yeah.
I was listening to an interview with Rick Rubin, famous record producer. He says, as long as you like what you're doing, that is the success. As long as you are into whatever it is that you're doing, whether anybody or anybody else is into it or not, that's really secondary. You can celebrate yourself before the world knows what you're doing.
Yeah.
This quote brings us into the second tip for how to work with imposter syndrome, taking the time to celebrate when you do things well, when you're proud of yourself. Just make the time. Treat yourself to something. It sounds silly. I like to treat myself to walks. Walks are like a joy for me. So like, yeah, if I've accomplished something, I'll go on a walk and just kind of soak that feeling in.
I like to turn on a fun song and dance to it, like a little dance party.
Nice.
I think it's really important that we vocally acknowledge our accomplishments out loud, like saying to ourselves, I did a good job. Or like, way to go.
Yeah.
Which is great. But also to share how you feel with a friend, to tell them like, hey, I did this great thing. Love for you to celebrate with me. So these types of affirmations can really help us to build our feelings of self-worth.
Now, I just want to add that all of this might feel a little silly at first, only because we are so habituated to the voices of self-doubt and self-criticism that building ourselves up might feel awkward. But take it from us. Go through that awkward phase. Because once you cross over the threshold of the awkwardness, you being there as a friend and a support for yourself and reaching out for other support, like Leah was saying, is going to be invaluable, and it'll be there for you forever.
So the more that you acknowledge and own your success, the quieter your inner critic, that imposter syndrome, becomes. It might not ever fully go away, but you'll get much better at recognizing it when it pops up and how to deal with it.
Yes. So one thing that you can do to work with that imposter syndrome today is celebrate something that you know you did a good job on. It can be something big, it could be something really small, or it could be something in between. Whatever it is, really celebrate yourself. Even if it feels silly, really celebrate yourself, because we're building that inner cheerleader, that inner friend, so that that voice becomes the strong voice in our minds and in our hearts. So whether you play a happy song, take a walk like I like to do, call a friend or send a text, you buy yourself an ice cream, whatever it is, just do something to make yourself feel good. You deserve it.